Today has been one of those days where it seems like everything just goes wrong. And I know everyone has those days, you know. And today is just my day. You know, my daughter is freaking out. I don't know why. I know she's not hungry because she just ate. I cooked, you know, breakfast. I cooked lunch. And my boys didn't want nothing to do with it. They didn't have any of it. And I don't know if you guys know, but when a child doesn't eat, even an adult, when we don't eat, we get hangry. And they fight amongst themselves, and then all, you know, shit gets crazy if they don't eat and they feel hungry. Shit gets crazy. And I feel very frustrated because I cooked for them and they didn't want the food that I made. And it's just upsetting. My daughter's okay, you guys. She's on the breast. I'm gonna switch over to the other breast. You might be wondering, why are you talking to us right now? I'm having such a bad day. Why not just, you know, see your kids? Jeez. So, I ended up having this pizza place has a special where the more you order, there's like a, I don't know, some deal. So I got my kids a pizza and I got them some pasta. And they're finally, hopefully they eat it. If not, it's going to be a shit day if they don't eat. Just a bad day, you know, where everything just goes wrong. You know, today I woke up full of energy and ready to go and ready to get my day started when all of a sudden just around like 2 today. Usually when, you know, 2 is that time of the day where just things just, you know, start to slow down and, you know, and my day just started going to hell pretty much, you know. For me, I like to have my house clean. I like to have the kitchen clean. I like to have the living room clean. The rooms, the beds made at a certain time, you know. And if it's not done, I get so upset with myself. Like, I cannot stand to see a bed not made. It just drives me crazy. It could be 5 o'clock in the afternoon and a couple hours away from bedtime, but I still have to make that bed. And I know that's not anyone's fault. That's just, you know, me, my, I don't know what it is, but I had to make the bed. So my husband, my boyfriend, whatever you want to call him, goes to work at 3. Well, he's supposed to be at work at 4, leaves at 3:30 in the afternoon and works till the next day at 4 in the morning. So he pretty much sleeps all day up until he has to go to work, you know. And I'm not saying that I don't mind. Yes, it bothers me because I want him there, but that's not the point of the story. The point is that he stays in bed till about 3:30, and around 4 is when I get to make the bed. And it's just irritating because I just wish he would be up early so I can get the bed done early, because that's just, you know, that's just how I am. And it's just, it's hard. It was just a stressful day. You know, the kids are crying. They were both crying right now. My son is a year old and my daughter is 3 months old. And they were both crying. They're both breastfeeding right now. So it's hard because they both want to be breastfed at the same time. And it's like, I can't do that. I can't breastfeed them at the same time because, you know, he's so much bigger than her. And he, you know, I can't. It just doesn't work right. I know some of you think we'll put one on each boob, and I can't because she's smaller than him and he's so much bigger, and, you know, any little movement, he can accidentally kick her or scratch her, and I just don't want to avoid that. And so he only breastfeeds for like comfort to help him sleep. Like right before bed, he'll have a little bit. And when he wakes up, and that's him right now. If I were to describe my son right now, he's eating pasta, so you guys can imagine all that stuff on his face, the sauce. Hi, baby. Yeah. Are you done eating? You're done eating? Okay, we'll sit down. That's my older boy. Sorry, guys. You might think that's so disrespectful, but I just wanted to take a moment and sit down and walk you guys through one of the hectic days of being a mom of three, you know. And I'm pretty sure, you know, this isn't a bad day compared to what somebody else could be going through. But sometimes we seem to close ourselves in our small little tiny world and believe that just because one thing doesn't go our way, it just ruins our day. And that's just how I feel right now, you know. But hopefully I can get back in control of my emotions and my feelings. And this is why I do this, because it helps me. It helps me relax. I don't know if you guys can hear my daughter. She's breastfeeding. I don't know if that's weird. But it is a mommy channel, mommy podcast. Did I say Bobcast? Podcast. I'm not going to edit. I, you know, a lot of people that do podcasting. Yes, my love. Hi. Okay, baby. That's good. A lot of people that do podcasting do edit their podcasts. And I might edit a few, but I also want to have those raw moments where I'm just real with you guys. And I sit down and I tell you I'm having a shitty day for a shitty reason that probably shouldn't really get to me, but I'm having a shitty day. And I'm not going to edit this because I feel like I'd be fake. Like I don't want to sound fake. I don't want to sound like my life is perfect, because it isn't, you know. So yeah, having a rough day today, just simply because, you know, things didn't go my way, I guess. And I had a list of things to do and didn't get done, and I'm just like, why even bother with life? Why? If this one thing didn't get, yeah, I sound dramatic, I know. But I know that we've all been there. So I'm going to cut it short here. I'm going to get going because the kids... Because I want to stop saying because. Because that sounds so childish, so immature. I'm going to say because. Because, not because. Anyways, I'm going to cut the podcast right here because I want to, you know, get back to my mommy duties. Kids already finished eating, so they're not sitting still anymore. They're opening the fridge right now, and I better get to them before they spill the milk. Anyways, thanks, guys, if you listen to this. I would love to hear from you guys. Leave a message. Remember that no one can hear your message, just me, you know, unless you want me to, you know, put your message out there. You know, if you had a crappy day, if you ever had one of those petty days, and you want to share it, go ahead and share it. I'd love to hear from you guys. Yeah, I'm gonna get going.